about to be joined by Chris Waller, who is with us now. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Seven of the nine races you represented in today at Rose Hill. We might start with one of your better chances in race one, the two-year-old Accession, who won the English Nursery in good style a month ago. How's he come on?
He's come on really well. It was a good win, and he's had a break since then, just I think about 7 days in the paddock, and everything since then's been straightforward, and obviously the weight is my only concern today, but we still expect him to be very hard to beat.
Race two, Chris, you've got a couple of improving horses here. Matawi, good job winning first up as a gelding.
Yeah, obviously a bit tougher today, but he got the job done nonetheless. And eventually I think he'll get out to a mile, but right at last starts, he don't step him up too quick. So that's the reason we're sticking around this distance with him. But he's drawn well, should get a nice run. And obviously Ronnie Quinton's horse is at Lundberg. He'll be take a power of beating, but who knows, Metalli's certainly a horse that's improving.
And Sellers is very fit and in form as well.
Yeah, it was given a really nice ride from Corey Brown last start, which was a big help. He comes into barrier six today, so hopefully gets the same run. And look, she deserves respect. She's starting to put a good winning form line on or next to her name. So, yeah, there's no reason why she can't run in the first three.
Hilo Bet might want a little further.
Yeah, she'll also appreciate the bigger track. There's been a lot go against her. She's better than what she's showing. But obviously just needs to improve a little.
Shalane in race three, third up, good draw. A race you would hope she'd improve in.
Yeah, her form's been very poor, so needs to improve, as you said. I think we'll try and ride her quiet today. From barrier two, we don't need to drop her out the back, but rather than being sort of third, fourth, where the speed maps may have her, I'd rather go back another few of them. So she'll be closer to the back than the front, hoping to see her relax and start to finish her races off much better.
Perrette, race five, he trialled on Tuesday quite nicely. Is the 1,100 too short for him?
It probably is, but it's the best starting point I could find for him. Obviously, I would have liked 12 or 1,300, but from memory, if he didn't win last start, or our first up last prep, he was very unlucky over 1,200. His class will take him a long way, as well, a soft draw. But these 1,100 metre races at Rose Hill, they're quite hard to make up ground. So that's my only concern, as you pointed out. So at least he'll be attacking the line, and for the punter's sake, I hope he can win, but he certainly won't to follow second up.
Sweet Scandal. She was back to dry to the dry track to win last time. She should hold that form now.
Yeah, it was a pretty dominant win. Admittedly, got a reasonably soft time in front, and I doubt she'd get afforded the same run today, but she'll certainly be right up in pace again. Racing against the boys, but yeah, as you said, she's in great form. A couple of kilos off and home track, and distance won't be a problem, so probably our best of the day.
The Avenger, he won first up last prep. The two trials have been okay.
Yeah, he's come back really well, and he's not a bad horse on his day. As you said, he's keen to win first up, so no knock on him, and he's going to get a nice run from the draw and hopefully attacking the last 100 metres.
And a couple of chances in the last, Asterius, scratched last week for this, all in order there?
Yeah, yep. I think it was an 1,800 metre wide draw last week that we scratched from, so hoping a good draw, which he's got. So there's no excuses for him at all today. He should have had a bounce back. There's genuine excuses for most of his runs so far this prep.
And so you win. Fourth up on a backup. Should suit him, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. The distance, certainly. And you can't fault the way he's pulled up from last Saturday. He's had a quiet start of the week and just an easy gallop on Thursday, which pleased us. So, yeah, we're hoping to see him improve.
Two-year-olds in Brisbane, Big Boy Roy Icelander, any ability?
Icelander had no luck at all. In his debut run last preparation, he's trained on well. And Big Boy Roy, we've got quite a high opinion of. Obviously, only 1,000. He's a horse to get out further, but we think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay. Miss Shandy looks well placed there.
Yeah, she was extremely unlucky at Gold Coast last start. just the only query with her is 2200, and she can run out the track and get a little bit like draw. She's going to be hard to beat.
Okay, and you finish with Orbach, who's racing consistently.
Yeah, very tough. He's found his niche up there. It's just that touch easier, and he's fighting like a tiger. So obviously a wide draw today, but Jeff Lloyd's aboard, knows the horse well, and Eagle Farm, it's great to be back racing there. You can actually let the riders ride their normal races and relax a little bit instead of being worrying about up on the pace and where you can and can't win from.
Did the champ do any work this morning in your Winks?
Had a very quiet gallop following up from her trial on Tuesday. She's come through it really well. And, she was out on the course properly this morning, and Q-Bone was bored. Said the track was close to perfect from a trainer's perspective. And most of all, Winks was perfect as well.
Okay, what about the other champ, Tom Melbourne? How's he ticking along?
Tom, I mentioned the All-Star Mile. He's got the jitters the other day. He started to break out in a sweat.
I'm ready to press the button on Monday. I'm going to start the voting.
Yeah, well, here you go. So he'll have his first up run in the Carrington next Saturday at Rambert. So you haven't got too long to wait, Ronnie.
Beautiful. Can't wait for that. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Chris Waller joining us on Racing HQ. Yeah, number one fan club, Duffersy.
He'll win one day.
He will. You'll be all over him, I'm sure, Duff.
I won't be missing out.
No, that's right, exactly.